ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
You having any of it?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Shut up! Give me time to think.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I always figured for a nice guy, you never caused me no trouble.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Let everybody stay where they are.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. Straight up today, we talk an hour of combat sports, both boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, boxing tonight, HBO Championship Boxing, Ruslan Pravodnikov, the 140-pound terror from the former Soviet Union, the WBO champion. He's on the card. Demetrius Andrade's taking on Brian Rose in a WBO 154-pound title fight. So a couple of WBO title fights on HBO tonight, of course. And then there's UFC. The UFC is coming to you from Vancouver, BC. Of course, Mighty Mouse. I'm talking about Demetrius Johnson defending the World Flyweight Championship. We'll talk UFC in about 30 minutes here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, about 40 minutes past the hour. But up until then, we will talk professional boxing. Now, last Saturday night, wow, what a stunner in New York City, of course, in front of the hometown crowd that is Miguel Cotto, of course, fighting in front of a predominantly Puerto Rican crowd there in New York City. Call it Spanish Harlem, call it what you want, but the Boricuas were out, and they were out in full force. And guess what? They didn't go home unhappy. Straight up, I'm talking about Miguel Cotto face-planting Sergio Martinez, the world middleweight champion, dropping him three times, won a face-plant knockdown in the first round. So from that point forward, the fight was over. Over a nine anyway. But the bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the new recognized linear world middleweight champion, Miguel Cotto of Puerto Rico. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeart Radio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network.
Hello there, my name is Danny Page, and yes, I'm the host of World Soccer Radio. A couple years ago, I started noticing something rather disturbing to this TV and radio broadcaster. I was losing my hair. At 28 years old, my career depended on having a youthful look. I tried everything, pills, shampoos, nothing worked. That's when a friend sent me to Regenix, and my hair has never looked better. Regenix analyzed the nature and severity of my problem and built treatment formulas specifically tailored to my hair loss. I haven't had a fuller, thicker head of hair in years, and I'm more confident both on and off the air. There's no miracle cure for baldness. Regenix helped me strengthen the hair I already had and prevent further loss. Give them a call today, 1-800-REGENIX, or visit them online at regenix.com. That's REGENIX.com. Take the advice of this soccer fan and call 1-800-REGENIX today.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater?
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time, call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992, 866-490-3992, 866-490-3992, 866-490-3992.
Looking for a new way to play fantasy sports? Join ScoreStreak today. It's the easier, better fantasy site with no salary cap. Just pick three players in each of the three selected categories. The higher your goal is for the players, the more points you can win. Compete against your friends and others for real cash. This is totally legal and is based in the United States. Just register at ScoreStreak.com. Draft any athletes for your categories and go for a perfect score. No salary caps, no headaches, no problem. Go to ScoreStreak.com to learn more and win big.
Would it bother you much if I worked a little longer?
Just pull the door closed when you leave.
Thank you.
If there's magic in boxing, it's the magic of fighting battles beyond endurance, beyond cracked ribs, ruptured kidneys, and detached retinas. It's the magic of risking everything for a dream that nobody sees but you.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Boys harmonize. Tower of Power on tour with Journey, Steve Miller Band. They're rocking. They're going coast to coast, of course, here in the USA. Catch them when they're in your area. I'm talking about Tower of Power, Journey, and the great Steve Miller. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. This segment, of course, we'll delve into the world of mixed martial arts and UFC at about 38 to 40 minutes past the hour. Now, tonight on HBO Championship Boxing, Ruslan Pravodnikov, of course, he WBO 140-pound title holder. Very good fighter, no question about that. Taking on unbeaten Chris Alberi out of New York, 19-0. Alberi is a decent fighter, but I don't think he can handle the pressure that Ruslan's going to put on him, because when Ruslan puts a whooping on you, you never recover. Ask Tim Bradley. I don't think he ever recovered. He never will recover. The residual effects that the Pravodnikov beating put on Tim Bradley, they will never, ever go away. That was just a beatdown of monumentals. Oh, man, what a beatdown. He was hurting almost every round, and he said he never recovered. He said he didn't feel right for 3 or 4 months. Imagine if you don't feel right for 3 or 4 months, and, you know, your feeling right's ahead of your, how can I put this, you're wanting to recover is ahead of your actual recovery. And so, oh, my head feels okay now. Now I can go train and get hit on. No, I don't think so. I think you should take like 6 months to a year off. And I'm a bit on the precautionary side because I've seen guys in the residual effects of both professional boxing and mixed martial arts. You know, it's not a good thing to get pounded on and then try to come back and to try to maintain your status as far as, you know, your ability to talk and walk and feed yourself and all that kind of good stuff. Just not worth it in the end. And I think a lot of these severe injuries are brought on by the repetitive concussion syndrome, and that means that once a fighter's concussed, unless his brain totally heals, and when you have a concussion, your brain is bleeding. It's a small brain bleed. So if you have a brain bleed, guess what? I think you should take a year off. I just do. I'm just that way. Maybe we can get a Dr. Margaret Goodman of WADA, take the back of WADA, the Voluntary Anti-Doping Association. We want to give her our best wishes as she's with her near 90-year-old mother, who's not doing that well and moved into a convalescent hospital of late. And she's taking care of mom. So best of luck to her and best of wishes to Margaret Goodman. Of course, we hope to get her on to talk about steroids and all that kind of good stuff in the near future. But Ruslan Pravodnikov, Chris Alguiri, that is the main event tonight, HBO Championship Boxing. Of course, Demetrius Andrade defending the WBO 154-pound title and his unbeaten record. I believe he's 26-0. Against once-beaten Brian Rose of the U.K. Brian's supposed to be something, but that's what they say about all those guys from the U.K. I just don't know. Anyway, the bottom line is that is HBO Championship Boxing tonight. Now, last week, let's go back. Just shift gears just for a second. Let's go back to the beatdown that was. You know, Sergio Martinez was 39 years old. He came into the ring with two knee braces on. Both knees had braces. I mean, like, heavy braces. Like, I'm a cripple type of braces. I mean, like, I can't support myself physically. It just didn't look good. You know what I'm saying? And I think that one of the knee braces was put on to disguise that the other knee was hurt. In other words, you didn't know which knee was hurt. But only one knee was hurt severely, I was told. And, of course, it was to the point where the 39-year-old man, of course, originally out of Argentina, fought and learned how to train how to fight in Spain, came over to Oxnard, California. That's what he calls home now, and he was the world linear middleweight champion. Of course, at least until the referee's instructions last Saturday night at the Mecca of Boxing, Madison Square Garden. At that point in time, he was still the linear world middleweight champion. Then the bell rang. Then it was all over. Okay, I mean, all over. I mean, he's done. He's retired. Let him go. He was a decent fighter. I give him some props. Maybe I gave him too much props, but at the end of the day, Cotto knocks him down 3 times in the first round, knocks him down again, I believe, in the 8th round, and Cotto finishes the fight with a TKO and 10, 39-4, 32 KOs, the Puerto Rican, of course, and 52-3-2, 28 stops for the now-retired Argentine world middleweight champion. So the world linear middleweight championship has been transferred from Argentina to Puerto Rico. And at the same time, the New York City cops, they should have arrested Miguel Cotto last Saturday night. They should have booked him. They should have threw him in jail. You know why? Elder abuse. I mean, he was beating on that. Talk about a Puerto Rican Congo drum. He was just beating all over Martinez, up and down, every which way. I mean, all Miguel Cotto did was throw, and all Sergio Martinez did was catch. At the end of the night, the world middleweight championship changed hands. Now we want to talk about a little funny stuff here. Maybe funny, maybe history. Anyway, I used to train in the SF Armory in San Francisco. It was the National Guard Armory on 15th and Mission, I believe, in San Francisco. Anyway, I still drive by it all the time, and they remodeled it because it used to have asbestos and all that kind of good stuff when we were training there back in the day. But we had a pretty good crew there. Paris Alexander, he won some Golden Glove titles. In fact, he held the world IBF 130-pound champion in check and had a lead on him after 6 rounds and then folded in the last 2 rounds before losing to him. And it was straight up, Paris Alexander was the best gym fighter there ever was. Henry Martinez, a man that fought and retired after losing to Johnny Tapia back, I believe, in 1992. He was the 1988 Olympian for San Salvador, originally out of San Francisco, born and raised here, I believe, then went back and fought for San Salvador in the Olympics after missing the Olympic trials here for the United States. At the end of the day, they were both trained by Erwin Bungie, who sort of ran the PAL program at 16th and 15th Mission in San Francisco, and then it all 14th Mission now. And then it all fell apart. Guess why? Erwin disappeared in 1988. I mean, he just flat out disappeared off the face of the map. They don't know where he was. The last time he was seen was in San Bruno, California, October 10th, 1988. Here's a guy that was 34 years old. He seemingly had everything going for him, but he had a dark side. A dark side we didn't know. And that was, he was dealing blow. Big time amounts of blow. And I was a cop at the time in San Francisco. So I was, when I found this out later in life, I found this out in the 90s, that he was dealing cocaine, he was into cocaine. I never pictured him with cocaine. He was such a square. He didn't like smoking weed, didn't like drinking, okay? But yet, he's dealing in blow. And that's what brought him down. That's what made him worm food somewhere, because the guy's been dead since 1988. I mean, come on. He would have surfaced by now if he was still alive. But the Armory, going back to professional boxing, we'll have a professional boxing card there July 18th with Mauricio Hesta, the once-beaten fighter out of the Philippines, 27-1, I believe, 15 KOs. Pretty decent fighter, but he was exposed when he took on Miguel Vasquez for the IBF title. Of course, that was back in the day, 2012, but straight up, Kessler's a decent fighter, and this fight's going to go down, looks like, July 18th at the Armory. It'll be a card stacked with Filipino talent, and they will try to pack the Mission District Arena, the Armory, with Filipino locals. And, of course, they are en masse here in San Francisco, Daly City. They own Daly City. You can't go anywhere in Daly City. If the Filipinos decide to shut down and strike for one day, the city of Daly City would be kaput. Nothing would run. Absolutely nothing. Sort of like blacks in Atlanta, straight up. If they decided to pick it all on their own, then the damn stuff would never, ever happen. Bottom line is, very powerful folks. Shannon Briggs, remember him? The former world, was he world? Yeah, he was world. He was linear. World heavyweight champion, American, 54-6-1. Guy's like 45 years old. Admitted taking steroids in the past. I looked at a picture of him. He's training in Brazil. I think he's taking steroids again. No, really? Anyway, take a look at that picture of him fighting his guy at 54-6-1, 48 KOs. He's taking on some guy named Rafael Zambrano, 34-7-1, 27 wax. That's going to go down in Oklahoma where they don't do much testing. See my point? They don't do much testing at all. But he's training in Brazil, and I wish him the very best of luck. But, you know, I got to tell you, when you're 45 years old and you need to take steroids and testosterone in order to train, it's probably a sign that it's time to go away. I mean, this testosterone replacement therapy, we've went over this on time and time again in the UFC, the MMA segments of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Dana White admits it's legalized cheating now. It just ain't happening, man. It's all about cheating, straight up all about cheating. Yuri Gamboa. Yeah, Yuri, remember him? The Cuban exile, of course, unbeaten, 23-0, 16 KOs. Takes on the equally unbeaten, 23-0, 16 KOs. WBO 135-pound champ. I'm going to talk about Terrence Crawford. Crawford, 23-0, as I said, out of Omaha, Nebraska, and they're going to fight in Omaha. This has got to be the first big fight in Omaha since Omaha. Seriously. I mean, Omaha is like not known as a boxing hotbed, but Terrence Crawford, the WBO champion, of course, a stunning-looking fighter. I mean, he took Ricky Burns apart and taken away the title. I thought the winner should have to fight Ray Beltran. I don't know what happened there, but the bottom line is Crawford and Gamboa hooking it up June 20th. Now, Gamboa is a guy that's always been had some rumors about him. You know, he's always like steroids sent to his home or sent to him and made it out in his name and things like that. I mean, you know, there's always these little things in the background. Of course, he's being promoted by 50 Cent. And we wish him the very best of luck in the world of boxing because he's made some money in the world of music. I don't know how. That rap stuff, I just don't get, folks. Maybe I'm just too old. But the bottom line is I don't think he could hold a note if you put it in his hand or put it in an envelope. But straight up, he is the promoter extraordinaire trying to move into the area in which Don King once occupied. Of course, Don King back in the mix now with the heavyweight champion of the WBC. I'm talking about Berman Stavern, of course, the once-beaten fighter out of Haiti. He's a good-looking fighter as far as his ability to throw punches and make them count. And that's what heavyweight boxing is all about. I mean, talk about being, you know, precision as far as getting your target down and being able to put the right amount of oomph into it. Well, guess what? Bermain Stavern of Haiti, he can do all that. Of course, fighting out of Canada as well now and back in the United States is training. But when you look at him as far as a Klitschko opponent is concerned, of course, Vladimir Klitschko, the world heavyweight champion, I think he matches okay. Well, he matches as good as any of the other guys or better. Okay, and Stavern, he's going to come to fight. He's going to hold his hands up against Klitschko because if he doesn't, he'll get beat on like, put it this way, he'll get lit up like a White House Christmas tree. He better come in there with a non-Tommy Hearns type of stance. I mean, that holding your hand down around your groin, and even Hearns talked about that. Larry Holmes was on this show, the former world heavyweight champion, talking about Stavern shooting that jab from way, way, way too low. But if he changes his hands as far as bringing that left hand up, and bringing that right hand in tighter, I think he's a good chance he can bob and weave and get under Klitschko's punches. And if you can get under Klitschko's punches and come with right hands and left hooks, you got a good chance of knocking him out because he doesn't take a punch all that well. The 1996 Olympic gold medalist, of course, world heavyweight champion, undisputed in the ones of many, except for Romain Stavern, of course, in the WBC. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're going to talk with Arizona boxing promoter Steve Lopez about boxing, history, Arizona, and more. Of course, wrestling Provodnikov tonight on HBO Championship Boxing. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Don't forget to check them out on the web, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the iHeart Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Just what do you think of him as a fighter, huh?
Well, his footwork's lousy. He can't counterpunch. His timing stinks. And he doesn't breathe properly.
But you like him as a person.
Well, he has a nice smile.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong. A lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
My mother, may she rest in peace, said it ain't bragging when you're telling the truth, son.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 29 plus years now. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. On the live from Arizona, folks, ex-boxing promoter himself. We're talking about the guy that used to run the show down there in AZ, Mr. Steve Lopez. What's up, Steve?
Hey, man, nothing, not too exciting, but nice to hear from you.
Well, I'm glad. Let's get into the little history now. You licked cancer, and how long has that been?
I licked stage 4 esophageal cancer. It'll be 5 years this month.
Wow. How did you find the strength to get up? Did you ever want to give up at some point in time? Was there ever a point in time where you wanted to give up? Because I'm not the strongest guy in the world when it comes to stuff like that. And I think at some point in time, I think I would just mentally folded.
Well, in my case, I've got to tell you, Pedro, I have a wife that was my inspiration to keep going. All my friends and the doctors and nurses, they made me feel special. They took very good care of me, and I think that's 90% of the battle is having a good backup. And I can say I'm blessed to be alive today because my prognosis was so bad that I was given 90 days to live and to get my things in order during my meeting with my doctor, and here I am, just gone through my PET scans this last 2 weeks, and I'm cancer-free. Unfortunately, the worst thing that's going on is that I can't hold my weight. I'm a 6 foot, 220-pound guy normally, but I'm walking around right now at about 125 pounds, but mentally alert. But I just have to hand it to my lady and my good friends and the doctors.
Do you ever try medical marijuana?
You know, when you speak about medical marijuana, they gave me a prescription to get it years ago, yeah. And I went in to get it. And I can remember in high school smoking a joint and sitting down eating a bag of Chips Ahoy and a bottle of chocolate milk and thinking, wow, this is pretty good stuff. But I smoked a joint of this stuff, and I just thought, wow, man, this stuff just got me so high, and it didn't help my appetite.
Well, here's what's up. But that doesn't mean you need to throw the entire baby out because the bathwater was bad there. You know, I mean, there are different strains. Some strains are meant to relieve anxiety. Other strains are meant, of course, to help you with your appetite and this and that. And my stepfather, God rest his soul, but I kept him around about an extra two and a half years because he was able to eat and he was able to keep that weight on. And he put the weight back on initially smoking weed, and then he put it back on eating. When he couldn't smoke anymore, he started eating it, and he was eating brownies or stuff like that, cornbread and all kinds of stuff like that every day. We'd have a different type of a medical marijuana bakery good. And that kept him around, and it really made him feel good. And of course, it really stimulated his appetite. So you ought to think about looking into some edibles down there.
Well, I'll tell you what they did on Wednesday this week. I had a feeding tube put in.
Okay.
And I'm going to be doing 2,800 calories a day through the feeding tube. And I'm going to see how well it does. And you know what? That might be the next step.
Okay.
But right now I'm sitting walking around with a tube in my gut and not able to eat any solid foods and down with the ribeyes and the baked potatoes for a few months.
Okay. Ruslan Provodnikov is on HBO tonight. How good of a fighter is he, Steve?
I think he's I put him in the same group as the Wards and the Arturo Gatti's, and he's just such a he scares the hell out of everybody when they get in the ring, and you know he goes after him and he keeps coming after him even when they blast him. But I think tomorrow night I think he's going to show that he's got all the confidence in the world, and we'll see how well he does against a guy that not a whole lot of people know about in Algeria.
Okay, Algeria is unbeaten out of New York, 19-0. He talks a good game.
Well, I think the jury's out tonight on that fight, so okay. we'll all see what he really has.
Okay.
But he sure is a hell of a lot of fun to watch. You know that?
Yeah, the WBO co-feature, of course, that is a WBO 140-pound title fight. Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the WBO. Don't forget WBOboxing.com for the latest in news regarding the World Boxing Organization and their champions at WBOboxing.com. The other title fight on the card is Demetrius Andrade. I believe he's 20-0. I said he was 26-0. 20-0, defending his title against once-beaten Brit Brian Rose. Of course, he's at 154 pounds. Says HBO Championship Boxing tonight. There's also a card of MMA on Fox Sports 1 and pay-per-view. We'll get to that a little bit later. But straight up, right now, when you look at the entire landscape, who stands out for you? I mean, who does Steve Lopez want to watch on TV as far as boxing is concerned?
Boy tonight. Provoke him. I think you know he just keeps it interesting. You know, when we get so many fights on TV now of the people we don't know, and you know they're up and comers and they're building a new resume for these guys. I think he's right there at the top, and I think he proves it whenever you go to a fight or whenever there's a fight on TV and they show him there in the audience. You know, they really appreciate this guy. And I think that's what boxing is all about, and what people really want to see is a guy that goes out and gives 110%, and at the end of the fight, so far he's come out ahead.
Okay. What about Gennady Golovkin? Is he all that they say he is? Would he whoop every middleweight in the world?
I think he's on the same boat as all the other ones. He's out to prove himself, and I think not this fight that he's fighting in, but I think the following fight when they step him up a little bit. I think he's got to beat somebody well known. So far, everybody seems to be really interested in seeing him fight in that, but I think he's got a lot to prove yet.
Steve, I got about 30 seconds, but when you have to wipe your butt with a rock over there in Russia, things are so bad in some of the former Soviet countries, the Soviet blocs, that makes you hungry. Is that why we're seeing all these great fighters now coming out of the former Soviet Union?
Well, I think you got to be a tough one to do that anyway, since you put it that way, Pedro. But absolutely, man. I think these guys just come from a whole different world, and they're hungry.
Well, I'm glad you're doing well. I hope you can pick up on the caloric intake, and talk to me if you need me to
get you any advice regarding medical marijuana. I've got a couple friends of mine that know their stuff on that, so you let me know. But all respect, all due respect to you. Say hello to your lovely wife, Steve. Steve Lopez, you're a hero in my mind. You have been for a long time, long before this issue with the Big C. Believe me, you're a great guy.
Thanks a lot, Pedro. I appreciate it, and thanks for looking out for all us guys who are unfortunately suffering with the cancer and keeping the good word out there. We all appreciate it, even the ones in heaven.
Did you check out that Genaro Hernandez thing I did?
Yeah, I did. It's an inspiration for me to see to take the time to look out for these guys.
Yeah, but I was crying.
Well, I know.
Man.
I cry a lot, too.
I know, but I was in bad shape for that one, man. Anyway, Steve, all the best to you. Tower of Power bringing us to the break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network. Nobody can get through when he asking, do you love me? Smile and kiss his cheek. Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him weak. Don't let nobody take care.
Make your small business even smarter with ADT Security Services during our summer blockbuster sale. Through June 29th, get up to $300 instant savings on select ADT business packages. Improve your operation with 24/7 burglary monitoring, remote climate and lighting control, secure real-time video, and more. Call Star ADT from your cell phone. That's Star 238. 36-month monitoring contract required. For applicable terms and conditions and a full list of license numbers, please visit ADT.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Jardine, man, he just stalking.
Yeah, who do you get to imitate that guy sparring?
Him?
It's about it, isn't it? Or maybe a chimp.
I'll tell you what.
Teach a chimp karate.
Be a heavy-handed chimp.
Oh!
He got rocked.
He's hurt! He's
in his own!
All over!
Wow!
Thiago Silva! Defeats Keith Jardine!
Wow!
And it happened like that.
That's a violent dude right there.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It was better before. With the garbage and the smoke, it was better before.
Time Tunnel, an ABC show back in the day. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of mixed martial arts. The former UFC lightweight champion, the man that has his name on my wall of fame out here in the Talk America Sports Byline Broadcast Studios on our great wall of fame, Benson Henderson, the former lightweight champion, 155 pounds, stayed in the title mix with a fourth round submission, a rear naked chokehold over Ruslan Khabibov. Straight up, Khabibov came to fight. Henderson came to fight. Henderson at least ended his fight with some punctuation. A lot of the fights that he had, like against Josh Thompson, I didn't think he beat him. And I think he didn't beat Gilbert Melendez either. So he's had the benefit of a doubt in a couple of five-round fights. He didn't need it this time. He stopped Ruslan in the fourth round and says rear naked choke. Of course, also on the card, the man who was involved in one of the greatest fights ever in MMA history. I'm talking about Diego Sanchez, the warrior that he is. He defeated Ross Pearson with a split decision. Funny, sort of funny split. One judge had Pearson winning 30-27, that's three rounds of zip. Then one judge had Sanchez winning three rounds of zip. And another judge had it 2-1, or 2-1-1. Two rounds of one. Also on the card, John Dodson was a winner. Rafael Dejanos was a winner. Paul Hallaman was a winner. Brian Caraway was a winner. Sergio Pettis was a winner. I believe he is a brother of lightweight champion Anthony Pettis. Lance Benoit was a winner. Scott Jorgensen was a winner. And John Tuck was a winner. That was USC Fight Night. That was on Fox Sports last Saturday night. Now tonight, live from Vancouver, B.C., of course, the World Flyweight Championship on the line, Demetrius Johnson. Great fighter, one of the better technical fighters in the world. I mean, he's just putting it all together right now. At 125 pounds, I think he's beaten the very best out there. So I guess the only challenge for him is to go up and wait. And guess what? 125 to 135 pounds is one hell of a jump in size. So I don't think he can do that as far as his physical makeup is concerned. But he is the world flyweight champion, considered one of the better fighters pound for pound in the world, defending that title tonight against Ali Bagdasarov. And, of course, also on the card, Rory McDonald. Rory McDonald in a very, very tough fight, taking on Tyrone Woodley. Tyrone Woodley always, man, Tyrone's a nightmare, okay? He just is. I mean, he's got all kinds of different ways to stop you and beat you, and he's just a nightmare. And I wouldn't want to, Rory McDonald tonight, although some people think McDonald will win. I'm one that doesn't. I don't think he will. Ryan Bader, remember him? The gatekeeper, of course, for the light heavyweight division at 205 pounds, taking on Rafael Cavalcante. That is a 205-pound bout. That'll be three rounds. Andre Arlovski, the former USC heavyweight champion. Of course, he's went off to other associations, had mixed success. He's coming back. He's taking on Brendan Schaub, who's been on the show in the past, the heavyweight, of course, that can punch. Brendan Schaub can punch. He's a hard-hitting dude. Arlovski is a hard-hitting dude, too. You got two hard-hitters going at heavyweight. That is the main card of USC tonight. And I'm not a big fan of this card. I'll get to you in just a little bit. But USC 174 beginning at 4 p.m. on Fight Pass, UFC Fight Pass. And at 5 p.m. Pacific time, they go to Fox Sports 1. And then at 7 p.m. Pacific time, they go to pay-per-view. But let me round out this Fox Sports 1 card and get this done. I mean, the pay-per-view card. Ryan Jimmo is taking on Ovince St. Preux. That is in a light heavyweight bout. That rounds out the pay-per-view card. The preliminary card on FX Cable, it says FX Cable, but I'm told it was Fox Sports 1. Yeah, it's going to be an FX Cable instead of Fox Sports 1 for some reason. Don't ask me why. I don't know. I just think this is suicide by the USC, bouncing these events around to all these different channels. Of course, they think FX Cable draws more people than Fox Sports 1, but if you're training people to watch Fox Sports 1 and they tune into Fox Sports 1 and the fight's not there, what are you doing? I mean, they're confusing enough with Fox Sports 1, Fight Pass, Fox Sports 2, which is not located next to Fox Sports 1 on the dial. What am I trying to say? Mass confusion for the viewers. Of course, the preliminary card on FX Cable tonight, Daniel Serafan taking on Kichi Kamuto. And the world's women's bantamweights hooking it up 135 pounds. I guess people wanting to fight Ronda Rousey. Valerie Lebanon, she's taking on Elizabeth Phillips. Of course, on the card, Yves Jabon taking on Mike Easton. Kajon Johnson taking on Tai Hun Bang. I guess he's one of those Thai fighters. You know, they name themselves after gyms and things like K9 Battery and things like that. I'm serious. The guy, the fight was just changed his name. All of a sudden, he'd be
called Canine Battery. I mean, that's what he wanted to be called because that was his sponsor's name. I don't get that one at all. The fight on UFC Fight Pass would be two fights, a lightweight and a bantamweight title fight. The bottom line is not too many people are getting into this UFC Fight Pass, and I would think that tonight's card on FX Cable will probably be one of the least watched preliminary cards as far as FX and the UFC is concerned because, again, you are confusing the viewer. You are confusing the viewer. Confuse the viewer, you will pay the price eventually. Well, UFC 175, the day after July 4th, of course, July 5th, that is, and it's in Mandalay Bay Event Center, Las Vegas, Nevada. Chris Weidman, the world middleweight champion. Of course, two successive stoppages of Anderson Silva. He knocked Silva out the first time, knocked him out cold, put him to sleep. I mean, had him snoring. He was snoring, Anderson Silva, the spider, the man from Brazil. But then in the rematch, Silva thought he was slick. He tried to kick Chris Weidman with some nice leg kicks using his shin. And guess what? Weidman used his knee to block it and broke his shin bone. I kid you not. It was ugly. But Anderson Silva was finished in that fight before the end of the schedule five rounds. So he's lost two inside-the-distance fights to Chris Weidman. I just don't think he's going to be able to come back at the age of 39. Take that back, 39 years old. I say Chris Weidman taking on Lyoto Machida, the dragon. The dragon's for real. Lyoto Machida, of course, a man that's put on some great fights in the past, and he's dropped down from 205 pounds to 185 pounds. He's 6'1" and tall. He's from he's living in California now, Palos Verdes, but originally from Brazil. He's into Shotokan karate, sumo, Brazilian jiu-jitsu. He's got his down, just guiding down, fighting out of Los Angeles, California. His teachers included Antonio Inoki. So I guess, remember Inoki? He fought Muhammad Ali in that boxing, professional wrestling type of thing back in about 1978 or anything like that. Anyway, Ruiz, 21 and 4. With 11 decisions, 2 submission wins, and 8 knockouts. He can punch a little bit. So he's taking on the world middleweight champion, Mr. Chris Weidman, who's undefeated. And not only is he undefeated, he's never been taken off his feet. I mean, he's the real deal as far as the wrestling base is concerned. And see, what he's added to that was he was a wrestler to begin with. Then he got into a little jiu-jitsu, and he learned how to grapple, learned how to be mean, how to throw blows and this and that. But he wasn't the best boxer in the world, okay? So he realized that in order to succeed, in order to be a level above everybody else, you've got to have all your little ducks in a row. You've got to have boxing. You've got to be able to grapple. You've got to do ground and pound. You've got to be able to do the Brazilian jiu-jitsu on the ground, okay? Weidman realized this, okay? Number 5 in the world as far as the pound-for-pound UFC ratings are concerned. Undefeated, as I said, never been taken off his feet. 11 fights, 11-0. Man, he is the real deal, folks. And when he takes on Lyoto Machida, now I know Machida's a good fighter, and he Shogun Rua was a good fighter, but you know all these guys, none of these guys will be able to defeat Chris Weidman, be it at 205 pounds or 185 pounds. I think that Weidman's the guy that could possibly take on a 205-pounder. He can put on the weight when he moves up to 205 pounds from 185 pounds. As far as the 205-pound champion is concerned, John Jones of Atlanta GA. Listen to that on 3WE down there in Atlanta GA. Hey, Double J, what's happening? Of course, he's going to take on Alex Gustafson in a rematch, and then he wants to take on Daniel Cormier. That's the fight everybody wants to see in the light heavyweight division. Of course, Cormier, the former Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion. That's when Showtime was running on Strikeforce. Remember that? He beat Josh Barnett. He's beaten Frank Mir. He's beaten 2 former UFC heavyweight champions. I mean, this guy is scary. He's 14-0, and he's a doughboy type of guy. He sort of looks like a pudgy. He's chubby. He just never was really that strict with the diet. Of course, down to 205 pounds, he's sort of doing that with ease, according to his stablemate at the American Kickboxing Academy. I talk about King Kyle Kingsbury. He tells me that, you know, Cormier is making 205 pounds. It's an effort, but he's making 205 pounds. Now, he was fighting at 220, 225 before as a heavyweight, but he wasn't dieting. I mean, he was eating pizza, he was eating, you know, cupcakes, lots of ice cream, whatever he wanted, because he didn't have to make weight. That's the way some heavyweights are. Plus, he doesn't have that cut-up body to begin with. I'm talking about Daniel Cormier. But at 205 pounds, he is the real deal, and I think he is a real threat to either Alex Gustafson or John Jones, whomever holds the world UFC light heavyweight championship after their match later this summer. John Jones, of course, losing a match, in my mind, 3-2 against Gustafson the first time. A lot of people thought Gustafson won. I think Gustafson, deep down in his soul, thought he won. But people say you got to do a lot to beat the man. And John Jones is a man. Well, I don't think you need to do a lot to beat the man. In other words, you win in a fight. Each round is a mini fight. You win more mini fights than the other guy. Guess what? You won the fight. I don't care if you're fighting God. Jesus Christ. I don't care. It just doesn't make any sense. Okay? Oh, you got to do more to take it from the champion. You don't have to do nothing more than win the round. And if you won the round and you put the round in the bank and you have three honest judges, hopefully, three capable, three competent judges, they're going to score it the right way. They're not going to, you know, FedEx their score in the night before because you're fighting some favorite guy. If you got three judges and you do your job and you do it well, okay, whether you're in the world of mixed martial arts or boxing, you don't have to worry about the judges. You just don't. You lay out enough of a whooping to where the judges just don't matter. And, you know, there's no way a judge is going to, you know, go against you when you dominate it around like that. I mean, they will try, but they can't do it. There's no way in the world they can do it like you go out and dominate somebody and lose the decision. It just doesn't happen. Now, when you go out there and you play around and you let guys stay around a little bit longer than they should and you go to the distance and you're fighting a favorite, sometimes, you know, it ain't so good. Okay, but the bottom line is if you go out there and win every mini fight, remember every, whether it's a 12-round boxing match or a 5-round UFC title match, okay, every round is a mini fight. If you win enough mini fights, you've won the fight. I don't care if you're fighting guys. As I said, John Jones, great fighter, no question about it. Of course, he once beaten light heavyweight champion, of course, losing that one fight, to Mark Hamill when he was disqualified on the ground. He is head and shoulders above Mark Hamill and any other light heavyweight in the world outside of Alex Gustafsson and the aforementioned Daniel Cormier. So we've got to see these three guys to go round robin. I think that's the way it's going to be. Cormier, Jones, Gustafsson, the top of the light heavyweight division right now. Glover Teixeira, I thought he was going to be a phenom of sorts because I saw him in some earlier fights. I thought he really looked good, but the last couple of fights he doesn't seem to bring it. And of course against John Jones, he talked a good game, but he didn't do anything much other than talk after the first bell rang to start the 5-round championship fight. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Saturday edition, folks. We come to you at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network. Then again, there is the Sunday show, a 2-hour show, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We start with the hour of boxing and an hour of MMA, 2 hours of combat sports each and every Sunday. The wrap-up, the preview, we got it all going on, all of it. I'm talking about Sundays here and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And don't forget, Sports Overnight America tonight at 10:12 Pacific time, 10:12 p.m. Pacific time. Pedro and Johnny Marino will talk boxing and combat sports on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live on Sirius, and, of course, around the world on the American Forces Network. You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is iHeartRadio / boxing.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
When all else fails, I got to groove.
Bring us back from the break on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and of course the American Forces Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and that is Tower of Power. Demetrius Johnson, Mighty Mouse, the world flyweight champion, 19-2-1, fighting in Vancouver, BC tonight, taking on Ali Bagdanov, and he is 13-2. They call him the puncher. Yeah, right, we'll see what happens tonight. But the bottom line is I think Demetrius Johnson is going to win that going away. Now, if you want to watch the UFC tonight, whether you want to pay for the pay-per-view or not, that's your call. But, of course, the fights are going to start at the UFC Fight Pass at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Then they go to FX Cable at 5 p.m. for 2 hours of MMA and UFC. And you can watch it on an FX Prelims. You can watch it online. You can watch it with your notebook. AT&T's got it. AT&T Cable's got it. Comcast Cable's got it. DirecTV's got it. Dish TV's got it. So all these people have their little apps and all that kind of good stuff. And if you're hooked up with them, as far as a subscriber is concerned, you're going to be able to watch that on your portable device, whatever you decide to do, but, you know, be it phone and or tablet. Now, of course, my man, Scott Cuddy, is going to get himself an iPad the next couple of weeks, so he's jumping into that world. And I told you about my iPad experience. I found one about a month and a half ago, and I returned it to the lady. I felt bad because it didn't feel pretty cool, because that's like somebody finding your life, man. That's just not good. But the bottom line is UFC tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific, and that's when the UFC pay-per-view card starts, and I recommend you don't buy that one. I just recommend you watch the fights on FX Cable, and after that, switch over to HBO Championship Boxing. I'm talking about Rustam Provodnikov. I think he's the once-beaten 140-pound title holder of the WBO, taking on Chris Algieri, and Algieri can fight. He's 19-0. He talks a good talk. Let's see if he can walk the walk. Also on the card, Demetrius Andrade, 20-0, the WBO 154-pound champion, defending that belt against once-beaten Brian Rose of the UK. And, of course, don't forget, man, this is going to be a great, great, great fight. I'm telling you, when they bring, I'm talking about Yuri Gamboa. Yuri Gamboa, when he hooks up June 28th against Terrence Crawford in Omaha, Nebraska on HBO, that's going to be a great fight. Two guys, 23-0, 16 KOs, identical records. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget the Ring Talk replay tonight, 10 p.m., 10, 12 p.m. Pacific time. We'll talk with the sports overnight host, Johnny Marino, about the weekend in combat sports. And we come back Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, for 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The first hour of boxing, second hour of mixed martial arts. You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Scott Cuddy is the producer. 'Cause I love-